In person today is a woman who started a skincare business for women and with the commitment to uplifting women at a community level at the same time. You might recognize her name if you were a Glamour magazine reader or a customer of the Ruby Box product, or you might have seen her on Espresso TV giving beauty advice. So welcome to the show, Margot Knapper.
Thanks, Bianca.
She has started Afari, a South African luxury skincare range made in South Africa, where each product is sold directly benefits the women harvesting the plants that they're made from in rural parts of Limpopo. It's a female team of harvesters, and they receive 10% shares of Afari profits. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about the team who harvest these products in Limpopo.
Thanks, Bianca. This is such a wonderful opportunity. And I think before I even talk about the team, when I exited, thanks for the lovely intro to Ruby Box, it was such a positive woman, you know, woman for woman environment. And I knew I wanted to work more with women and help more women. And I was looking for an ingredient to create. I was looking to do something in product development. And key for me was that we did something that would benefit more women than, you know, what we were doing with Ruby Box. So I had this goal of what I wanted to power 100 women. And while I was looking for this bull bean fruit essence, this next rooibos, this incredible ingredient, it took a long time, let's say.
Yeah, we're going to talk all about the ingredient and why it's magical.
Where we get the bull bean from is a wonderful farmer in Limpopo, and all of the bull bean is harvested by women. And I went to go and meet them before Afari launched. I went to go and meet the team, and I'm so glad to say the team has grown since we've started Afari. And I went to go and chat to them and really spend some time with them at the farm. And just learn about what are the challenges, what do they want for the community. I'm very much like, I don't think we can prescribe things. You know, people need to say what's going to make a difference in their life. But if we're talking skincare, you know, if we're talking pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, the woman from Flora to Johanna to the whole team is just so dear to me. And I go up, you know, once a year and we go and have a little celebration, and they obviously receive their profits, and they're a huge part of our team. You know, we wouldn't have the bull bean without them.
And if you go onto your website, you can actually see the faces of these women.
Yes.
And they're at all levels of the business, from harvesting to actually being in the lab.
Exactly. We have a lab supervisor also on board. And yeah, I think that's the beauty of being a South African product. And we are really from the actual farming to the final finished product, which is organic and EcoCert certified. You know, women's hands and women are doing this, and that's going into then our products later on.
But men can use the product.
Yes, and many
allowed.
And many men do. You know, it lands up in your girlfriend or your wife's bathroom, or and yes, I get a lot of, but my husband keeps stealing my cleanser, which is fine.
Tell us a bit about your background and your journey to creating a skincare range.
I think I've always loved the beauty industry. I've been in the beauty industry from my first job, where I was actually in advertising, but I worked on a beauty brand. And I think from a young age, I was the go-to girl at boarding school where people would come to for makeovers and that. And I really enjoyed going when we've traveled. I was fortunate enough to travel a lot overseas. I'd love to spend time in pharmacies and just finding products and seeing what do they do, which sort of led me then into magazines. And I loved working in magazines. And I started at Fair Lady and worked under a very well-known editor at the time and beauty editor, where I really learned the power of ingredients and got to interview a lot of chemists and research and development.
Try everything.
Exactly. And then, yes, I went on to Glamour, where, again, I really enjoyed interviewing all of these cosmetic chemists, especially on a global scale. Yes, it was wonderful. I mean, you know, Bianca, from interviewing celebs and that. But actually, I wanted to understand why the ingredients did what they said they were doing.
Mm.
And I think then, you know, after starting Ruby Box, which is the beauty box subscription, we had at one point, I think it was something like 5,000 customers, and each person would get 5 products. So it was a lot of products to put into the box, which is why we then went into product development.
Mm.
So I really enjoyed that, conceptualizing, like, how else am I going to add value to women's lives with beauty tools, with what we were doing? But I didn't touch on skincare, because I knew if I wanted to enter into the skincare market, yes, it's very saturated.
Mm.
So I wanted to find a new indigenous ingredient that was local to South Africa with unprecedented clinical benefits and healing benefits. And then I also, there are so many beautiful South African brands, but I knew for me, I wanted to do it with a cosmetic chemist, and it wasn't going to be a kitchen brand. It was going to be something that was rooted in tradition, but backed by science.
Right.
So
So how did that journey start? Because you're not a scientist, but you are a very experienced beauty journalist. So how, who did you partner with? How did you find that ingredient that you told us about? Well, just tell it, bulbine frutescens.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly it. Commonly
is,
known,
is it fynbos?
Yes, and okay. It's commonly known as bulbine or bulbinella. Or Vonderbossi.
Okay.
Yeah. I've had a few customers say, oh, is it also Vonderbossi? Yes. Oh,
so people actually, it's a known, it's used already. It was already used for skin.
Okay. No, not for skin, yeah. Actually. So this is the thing. You know, the beauty industry thrives on innovation. Mm. So I knew the benefits of rooibos. That's well known, well documented, even as a tea. But I was looking for something more than rooibos. You know, what is the next rooibos? But I didn't really know where to start. So I always think that things happen for a reason and things align and come into your life. And I was invited on the fynbos trail back in 2014.
Okay.
And Sean Privett runs it and he's like a fynbos guru.
Mm.
And I learned that there are 8,000 species of fynbos in South Africa.
Sure.
And then 6,000 are indigenous to South Africa. And for me, you know, that just meant one thing. This is a massive opportunity. There's so many untapped resources, and I still believe that Africa is seen as this continent, you know, potentially where the fountain of youth could be. I mean, if you look at our skin, and it's, I thought, okay, there has to be something here. So having been in the industry, I got in touch with a well-known cosmetic chemist who told me I was crazy when I said I'm looking for the next rooibos. Mm. And luckily, I said, I've got time. And I actually went into corporate. And I went into corporate retail to help them launch some e-commerce sites for beauty. And just, you know, I said, I'm under no time pressure. I'll go into corporate and fund my side hustle that way, you know.
Yes.
So about 3 years later, the cosmetic chemist phoned me and said that he'd been watching this farmer from Limpopo. And the chemist was at a raw ingredients exhibition in Paris, and he saw the farmer there from South Africa, who he'd been watching.
From the Limpopo region.
Exactly. Yeah. And weirdly enough, my business partner had already done an intro to him.
Okay.
But we didn't meet up because I was, you know, tied up in corporate. But it was the same guy, and he just had the bulbine frutescens clinically trialed, and the results were incredible.
Tell us about those results, because that's the essence of the product.
Exactly. So all the products of Afari, they're only four. They all have bulbine in them.
There's a cleanser.
There's a day cream with SPF 30, because I feel like if you're in South Africa, minimum SPF 30.
And it's also got vitamin C in it, right?
Yes, the elixir. Yeah. So our brightening elixir is the vitamin C rich. The day cream is our hydrating sunscreen, broad spectrum. And then our night cream. So really it's only, you know, you cleanse with the cleanser in the morning, you use the brightening elixir, which is the treatment, the vitamin C rich treatment during the day, and then you apply your day cream. And then at night you do the same routine, but you swap out your day cream for your night cream.
And what's in the night cream? There's also that that what's very trendy at the moment in skincare, retinol.
Yes,
right,
exactly. So retinol has a wonderful plumping property. So I've tried to make a capsule collection with as few products as possible that address a woman's multiple concerns in as few products as possible, because we're all time poor. Mm. And, you know, I wanted multitasking products.
And also it becomes expensive when you're investing in too many products, you know.
Exactly. And I've actually had a number of comments saying, oh, this is almost feels too good to be true because it's so simple.
Mm.
But the bulbine is our hero ingredient, and it is the star of the range, because it is not only is it super soothing, it also promotes collagen production, which is essentially, for anyone who is not too familiar, it is the scaffolding of our skin.
Right.
So if you're thinking of holding up your skin and wanting plump, healthy, dewy-looking skin, you're going to want extra collagen.
Mm.
And that's why so many people are also drinking it, you know, ingesting it. So the bulbine has also got a really special story, that it's been used in South Africa for generations on insect bites and wounds, because it speeds up wound healing and it's antiseptic and it's soothing.
Okay.
And now you look at the clinical backing and all the scientific data after it's, you know, that it revealed in testing, and now it boosts collagen production too. I mean, it's really, that's why it's called Vonderbossi. It really is a miracle ingredient, and no one's using it. And it's funny because the farmer calls it the traffic circle plant. You'll see it's not a terribly attractive plant, but you know,
really?
I think it's the most beautiful plant there is. And when I see it at the top of hills, you know, if I'm running up a hill, I'm like stroking the plants. People must think I'm so odd, but I think it's the most incredible plant.
My guest is Margot Knupper. She started the luxury South African skincare range, Afari, and she's telling us a little bit about how it started and the sequence of events that led to launching her own beauty range. Tell us about the clinical trials. Is that something that you witnessed? How do they do that? I mean...
So why I was told no and that I was crazy so many times by people in the industry and in South Africa was to fund a clinical trial, you will need hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Okay.
So it's a long story, but which I won't, you know, take you through. But luckily, there was a pharma and there was a Unilever, I think it was Unilever, R&D, global R&D person visiting the farm. And he saw this and he thought, this is something, there's something special in here. So he actually took it overseas and, some big funding was put into it. And that's how.
So he did the testing?
No, well, he got in touch with an R&D platform overseas. So that was done there and they produced then the results. So for a local South African to do a clinical trial, it's hugely expensive. So that's why I was like, I'll wait and I have time until we have the research backing the ingredient. Otherwise, I mean, they're beautiful ingredients in South Africa, but not all of them have been clinically trialed.
Exactly. So that makes that stands your product apart. You can call us on 021-446-0567. You can WhatsApp me or send a voice note to 072-567-1567. We have a question. Is it targeted more at a young skin or is it for an older skin?
I love this question. Do you know, my 20-year-old cousin is using it.
Okay.
And I have a customer in Somerset West, a Swallow actually, who is 87 and she's also using it, the full range. So it's a very gentle range. We've had fabulous feedback from people with rosacea prone skin or with acne prone skin. It's super soothing. I mean, the bilbein, just to answer the question, is actually being used now in West Africa post skin lightening.
You mean for burns?
And unfortunately, you know, there's still a big movement for lightening your skin and a lot of it sort of black market stuff. And because the skin is in such a terrible state after lightening, it's been through such trauma, they are applying bilbein straight to help with the soothing and the recovery of their skin. So yes, you can use this range. And also, I mean, Bianca, like you, you are using other products, but you know, maybe using the cleanser first. You start on the cleanser, introduce that. That's our bestseller. You get into the range that way. Or you know, potentially your serums run out. Then you start with a brightening elixir. And you can really mix and match. You don't have to go and buy the full Afari range, you know, as a starting point. You really, as you run out of one thing, you know, I just say, give it a try. And
how can people get their hands on it?
So we are available online on afari.co.za. We ship all over South Africa, but we're also in a few select boutiques, including ARC, which is a new beautiful store. I think there are about 6 or 7 in the country. One is launching in Cavendish next week.
Okay. ARC. So that's not an online store. It's actually...
It is also available online, but they're also in the waterfront and they're in Tiger Valley and then, Cavendish next
week. And you
week.
Also offer starter packs so people can try it on their skin. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's interesting. We went live with the site and I suppose the big launch, you know, at the end of October, at the end of 2019. And then we did a fabulous promo with a friend of mine actually, and a lot of her, she's an influencer, and a lot of her followers were saying, you know, this is wonderful, but it's quite an investment to make. So please, can you do a trial kit?
Yes.
And I love that consumers can shape, you know, nowadays the range. So we did a starter collection, and that's 4 15 mil products. So it's very easy to then trial.
Because it is important to try things on your skin, you know, before you invest in them.
Absolutely, because your skin regenerates on average every 28 days. So really, the 15 mils should give you 3 to 4 weeks of use. And that will really give you a good idea if this product is for you.
Okay, so another WhatsApp question. Can men use this product? And that's from Johan in Woodstock.
Yes, Johan, absolutely. The priming cleanser works beautifully as a shaving foam. It really foams up beautifully. And then I'd say if you were more on the oily side, perhaps you would use just the day cream. So skip the elixir and you would just use the day cream. And at night, use the brightening elixir as your night cream.
Okay. So there you go, Johan. It is for men too. And what about problematic skin like eczema or acne or acne prone? It's quite a rich cream. I've tried the night cream and it feels amazing. It smells amazing. But it is rich. Can that cause breakouts or anything like that?
Yes. So again, I would say rather if you're acne prone, I mean, I would definitely go with our cleanser and our brightening elixir, and I'd leave the night cream and rather use the brightening elixir as your night cream because it's far more lightweight. It's also packed with vitamin C and restorative black tea ferment and restorative ingredients. So that's going to give you as much moisture as you need, but it's also going to give you that vitamin C.
And does it help with pigmentation? We've got a question there.
Yes, it does. Our brightening elixir really is geared as our pigmentation product, because the number one skincare concern in South Africa is pigmentation, is uneven skin tone. So the brightening elixir has vitamin C, black tea ferment, rosehip oil, and of course our bilbein. And yeah, it packs a punch on dark spots.
And what about scarring? Can it help with scarring?
Bianca, it's like you're reading the clinical report. The bilbein has shown the most incredible response to scars, even after tattoo, to speed up wound healing. Okay. So yeah, I would definitely then go with the bilbein if scarring is a concern.
I mean, if it's healing lightning and tattoos, it should do with a little bit of acne scarring. Okay, so just to finish off, what would you say are the trends these days in beauty, women's skincare?
You know what? There's a wonderful movement to support local.
Yes.
And I think that came out of lockdown. And that's why we're still going when we launched just before lockdown.
Yes.
So I'm super proud of other female entrepreneurs and everyone playing within the space, because they're just bringing more recognition to the space. So I think definitely support local. And then there's also skin minimalism is still a big thing, where it's using less and getting more out of less.
Right. So you don't need to layer products, and you can have one product that does it all.
Do you know what? I mean, it's such a personal thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you have the time and you enjoy your self-care journey.
And the pocket.
And the pocket, yes, exactly. And you want to use 10 products at night, and that's part of your routine and your ritual, go for it.
Mm.
But for me as a mum of two, if I get 10 minutes to myself, it's a miracle.
So. You just want to slap it on and
exactly.
go to sleep
and
when
know
you
that
can.
It's working.
Exactly. Thanks so much for joining us today, Margot Knapper from Afari Skincare. Just give us your website again before we go to the news headlines.
It's afari.co.za.